official roll call. Don Whitehead?
Here. Can you hear me, Jeff?
I can, thanks. Doug Ahrens? Con Cole? Elijah Flowers?
Here.
Kira Lucas?
Present.
Ace Marrero, Commissioner Marrero?
Here.
Crystal Myers? Josh Phillips?
Here.
Bob Vincent? And Scott Waltz?
Here.
All right, we have 6 of 10, so we have a quorum. We can do business. We have Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, and Justin Bogle from DDPR. And I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. Once again, be reminded of background noise and to keep your device on mute except when speaking. Wait till you're offered an opportunity, which you will be, and then we'll proceed from there. All right, let's go ahead and move forward since we're running a little late. The agenda is to provide comments for the commission's rule workshop regarding a comment received from the proponent requesting withdrawal of modification SP 10413 from the 8th edition update of the building code. Do you want to go ahead and call for a motion on that and get the minutes approved and turn back to me, Don?
Yes. Could I please have a motion and a second to approve today's agenda that has been posted on the FBC website?
A motion to approve. Waltz?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Must be unanimous. And could I please have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the last meeting on May 10th, 2023, that have been posted on the FBC website?
Motion to approve the minutes as posted. Waltz.
Second, Ace.
Are there any corrections? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? And Bush is unanimous.
All right, we have another member present, excuse me, Bob Vincent, so we have 7. Bob, were you able to vote on the minutes in the agenda or one or the other?
I missed the first one, just got on, so I heard the end of it, but I would vote an aye toward that first one.
Okay, the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to go ahead and just move forward so we can proceed with that. You know, today the tax is being asked to recommend the commission accept the proponent, in this case, Mr. Skip Gregory's request to withdraw modification SP 10413 on the basis that it conflicts with ACCA rules. And then to revert back and retain the existing language of Chapter 4, Section 464.4.2.2 in the 7th edition, with the current version in the 7th edition for inclusion in the 8th edition instead of what the Commission approved. What I was going to do is ask the proponent to provide a brief overview, take any TAC member clarifying questions, take public comment. If there are proponents, 3 minutes each, as usual for our code recommendation. And then back to the TAC for an action regarding a recommendation. Mo, is there anything that you or anybody from staff needs to say before I ask Mr. Gregory to provide his overview?
Yeah, no, this is Mo Madani. We did review the request, and I think Skip Gregory, if he's available, should be able to provide a summary of the request. Otherwise, staff could help.
All right, Skip, I see you're present, so if you'd like to go ahead and just give a quick overview. Everybody has the written documentation, so go ahead.
Thank you for allowing me to offer this. This came in way late. I apologize for that. The Senior Living Association contacted me just a few weeks ago and pointed out that this was had a potential conflict or is a conflict with the standing rule that was passed several years ago for assisted living facilities in that they are permitted by rule to cool parts of the building, not the entire building. They also pointed out to me that to do this kind of cooling would be a huge cost for a very, you know, for large assisted living facilities, multi-story assisted living facilities, that to have these generators that would be able to cool a such a huge building, and that they were able to basically protect and take care of the residents and assisted living facility residents in these areas that are specified in the rule for assisted living facilities that was passed several years ago. So I was understood their concerns, and so that's when I contacted Mo Badani to see if what could be done, and he said we could withdraw. I am the maker of the motion, and I would very much like to withdraw this motion and go back to the language that is in the assisted living rule currently, which is in concert with the state rule.
All right, thank you, Skip. Does any TAC member have any questions, something they don't understand about the request, which is in essence that the TAC makes the recommendation to the commission that the commission accept the withdrawal at the proponent's request for the reasons articulated in the documentation and from what Skip said. Does anybody have any questions, TAC members? Just a question. All right. Anybody else? Sorry.
I think you clarified it there, Jeff. Commission has to vote on it. It can't be just a simple withdrawal by Mr. Gregory.
Correct. At this point in the process, the commission's already may take an action on this, so it would require the commission to undo the action, that which they're certainly able to do if they so choose. All right. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak in favor of this request? If you are, state your name and representation. You'll have up to 3 minutes. Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes, sir. My name is Jason Hand. I'm the Vice President of Public Policy and Legal Affairs for the Florida Senior Living Association. We're the association that reached out to Skip. We support his motion to withdraw this for the reasons he stated. And we look forward to working with you guys, DDPR and ACCA, in the future to have a continuing conversation on ways to make sure we can help keep our residents and staff safe, and we fully support the motion to withdraw. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition? All right. Then hearing none, I'm going to come back to the TAC. So if the TAC agrees that what the proposed motion would be, that the special occupancy TAC recommends the commission accept the withdrawal of modification SP10413, and to retain the existing language of Chapter 4, Section 464.4.2.2 in the 7th edition 2020 for inclusion in the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. TAC members, what's your pleasure?
This is Marrero. I motion that we do exactly what you just described. I'm in agreement with the keeping it as it is right now.
Okay. So second?
Second, Lucas.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Commissioner Murrow and Kira Lucas, respectively. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Clarification on the motion. Is motion to accept the comment and return it back to the original, or to keep it as it is?
So the motion is to recommend the commission accept the withdrawal, which would by default return the language to what is currently in the 7th edition. So the 7th edition language would become the language for inclusion in the 8th edition.
That is correct.
Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous on 7-0 in favor of the vote. Very good. That recommendation will be brought to the commission at their meeting on the June 20th during the rule workshop. Is there any other public comment or TAC member or staff comments?
No, thank you, Jim.
Don, I'll turn it to you if you'll just adjourn us, please.
All right, since we're finished with the approved agenda, we are adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.